Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Now, I know what you're thinking. The pastor's going to talk about stewardship because we had the liturgy of stewardship. And she's going to guilt us into giving more because, you know, the poor widow gave everything and why can't we? And she's going to talk about tithing. Well, I'm a delighted tither. I love to tithe, as does my husband. And if you'd like to learn more about it, you can ask us afterwards. But that's not what I'm going to talk about today. So I know that some of you have already tuned out. So tune back in because I'm not going to guilt you into giving more to the church. And actually, I'm not even going to talk about giving to the church today. I want to talk to people who feel like they're all tapped out. Have you ever felt that way? That you have nothing left to give? You've given it all. You've given it all emotionally. You've given it all physically. You've given it all spiritually and financially, and you're all tapped out. I don't know about you, but I've had those times when I am completely tapped out. And the two people that we encounter in the Old Testament story were completely tapped out. The first one was Elijah, the great prophet of the Lord. And he had been God's mouthpiece, and he prophesied that there would be a great famine in the land, that the heavens would shut their doors, and there'd be no water. And his prophecy came true. And God told him, because he was faithful, that God would take care of him. Now, I would have expected, if I was God's mouthpiece, that God would have said, you know, there's a ruler in another part of the land who's quite wealthy and listens to me, and you can go to his home and be taken care of. But no, before we get into the passage that was read today, God tells Elijah to go to a brook, and he does. And God says, I've commanded the ravens to feed you. Ick! Out of the beak of the scavenging birds, he was supposed to have his food. I would have liked a little better accommodations. So he stays by the brook, and he's fed by these scavenging birds. It said that they brought meat and bread, where they picked up someplace. And I'm sure that when the brook dried out, he was probably very grateful. Okay, what's next for me? Maybe I'll get a step up now. And so God tells him, I want you to go to Zarephath, and I've commanded a widow to take care of you. That's like saying, I want you to go to the Bowery, and I've commanded a bum to take care of you. Widows did not have IRAs, they did not have annuities, they did not have pension plans, they were the poorest of the poor. And in a famine, the poor are given very little. But he said, I've commanded this widow. The other problem was that the place he was going was the birthplace of the wicked queen Jezebel. So, you know, that tells you something, that he's really going to be welcome there. So he goes to Zarephath, and I guess God said, that's the widow. So he sits down and he commands her. You know, it's chow time. God's commanded this widow, so he commands her, I need some water. And so she dutifully brings him water. And then he said, by the way, I need something to eat. And the widow says, I'm tapped out. I have absolutely nothing. I don't have anything cooked. And what little I have, I'm going to make for me and my son. We're going to eat it, and we're going to die. I'm tapped out. And Elijah says some of the most powerful words in the Bible. Do not be afraid. And he said, do what you said you were going to do, but bring me food first. And I promise you, that your resources will not die out. They won't dry out. Now, I don't know if this woman believed him or if she was compelled because of hospitality or if she was merely fatalist and thought, well, I'm going to die anyway. But she did what the prophet said, and her household lived on that jar of oil and that meal for many days. Do not be afraid. When we're tapped out, when we say, I cannot give one more thing, I can't give any more to my family, I can't give any more to my community, I'm tapped out. The Bible tells us, do not be afraid. And this is not to say that I have enough strength within me. Maybe I'm right that I am completely tapped out. It's not about what we have within us. It's about the resources that God provides. When we met about a month ago in a poverty forum, and we had such bright people come together, and we were talking about the intractability of poverty. We were talking about the fact that at our Gibraltar school, which our tax dollars, we pay millions to that school, and 25% of the children are on reduced lunch program. In Sevastopol, it's 44%. And in a place of wealth, it can feel so hopeless. And we can start to complain about the greed of people. And we can complain about the system that causes this kind of poverty. But in each of those complaints, we need to hear the word of God that says, do not be afraid. There are resources. God has plenty of resources. He's not left his people without resources. And yes, sometimes there's greed. And yes, sometimes there's sinful behavior. But God will find a way through his people. And that widow learned an important lesson that day. When she was tapped out of her resources, God had resources to give her in plenty. And I'm sure around her table, for those months of that famine, she probably had a lot of guests who came in and were fed. Do not be afraid. When our resources are tapped out, God has a plan if we have the faithfulness and the trust that we need. When I was in Maryland, there was a day that I shall never forget. A young lady came to my door. Now, we don't experience this up here. We think that when we get to 85 degrees that it's hot. In Maryland, it was triple-digit heat. It was code orange, which means that it's unhealthy to be outside. And someone rang the bell of our church. Now, unlike this church where during the day you can come in, everything's locked up there, and for a reason. So I went to the door, and I see this young lady at my door, and she has a year-old toddler and a three-week-old baby. And she asked to come in to use the phone. Well, I see this child, and I took her to our nursery because it had air conditioning. And then I thought, I have this year-old baby and this three-week-old. What do I do? So I called my husband because, you know, he's the baby whisperer. He knows what to do with these little ones. So he came over and tended to them while mom made calls. And then she told me her story. And it was a story I thought, could this actually be? She said, I've walked away from home because where I'm living is a crack house. And she said, I need to get away. I have to get my babies away from that environment. And there's a friend of mine, I'm hoping she will take me in. So I started asking questions. The first question I asked was, do you have a church? Well, yes, I do. And she told me the church's name. I said, did you call them? Well, yes, I did. Well, what did they say? We can't help you. Now, I'm not saying those are bad people. Those good church people probably had a lot of indigence. There were a lot of people who would walk into churches that needed help, and they were probably tapped out. They couldn't help this child. And then I called the social worker. She gave me the name of her social worker because I thought, maybe she's trying to con me. And the social worker said to me, "Oh yes, she lives in a crack house. We know all about it, but at least it's a roof over her head. And we're so tapped out in resources that it'll be months before we can get her into her own apartment." And I said, "Do you realize the danger that these two little ones are in, living in that environment?" She said, "I know, but there's nothing we can do about it." And so I prayed with this girl, and she called her friends. And in the evening, those friends came and said, "We will take her home." And they thanked me for giving her shelter over those blazing hot hours. I never saw her again. But I realized for one brief moment how desperate some folks are, and how good people can feel so tapped out that rather than looking for the resources, rather than trusting that God has the resources, we just say, "I can't do any more." What's our story? If you feel tapped out, the resources of God are there. And all God asks is for us to not be afraid. And when those needs come pouring in and we say, "I don't know where the next dime is coming from. I don't know where the next piece of energy is coming from." Let's turn our eyes toward the heavens as Elijah did. He was tapped out too, but he knew where the resources were. Do not be afraid the next time someone needs your help. God knows where those resources are. Let us pray. Lord, I ask that you would enlighten us so that we can see beyond our paltry settings and our paltry energy and our paltry means, and we can see the grandness of the resources that you give to us. And I ask, as you send people our way that need help, that we would not turn anyone away, but that we would find the resources that we need to lift up the brokenhearted, to set the captive free, to clothe the naked and feed the poor. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.